Thank you for calling Therapy Well. This is Alison speaking.
Oh, hi there. My son is a patient of Jack's. My son's name is Isaac Monadale.
Yeah.
Jack said that Therapy Well was going to be contacting us about a social thinking program that he had referred us to.
Oh, okay. Sorry, what was your son's surname again?
His surname is Monadale, so Monnedale.
Sorry, could you just repeat that, please?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Monnedale.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could it potentially be Dale? Just Dale? And Ike?
It's Ike, yeah. It's Ike.
Yes, okay. Yes. Not a problem. I'll have to have a chat with Jack. We do have that program. I just, we haven't been asked to send anything through, but I personally can send some details through for the next event. So, sorry,
yes.
A social communication group? Is that correct?
I think that it was going to be more of a one-on-one program.
Oh, speech. Yeah, okay. Because I was going to say our group program's more sort of tailored towards adults. But
yeah.
Then just some speech pathology appointments.
Not really speech pathology. It's more the social kind of the problem-solving aspect of the program. So I'm not...
Is it potentially our developmental educator, Rosemary Driver?
Yes, it's with Rosemary.
Rosemary, yeah, yep. Yeah. So let me just have a quick look. She does have a couple of appointments fortnightly on Fridays. And I think her next availability would be on the 17th of October. Now, we would dedicate some time just for yourself and Rosemary before I could start seeing her. But do Fridays fortnightly, it would be a 9:30 a.m. that she has available. Would that suit you?
I mean... Yeah, she doesn't do anything because then we'd have to take Ike out of school for that.
Yeah, she actually only sees two clients per fortnight, and the other space is taken, but it's 11 a.m. So that's
okay.
Probably the most out of school that she has available.
Okay, all right. And then how long are the sessions?
60 minutes.
Okay, all right. Let's see. Yeah, let's tentatively book in for that. But then I guess if you could check in with Jack and make sure that we're signing up for the right program, that the program that he had in mind for Ike.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm fairly certain that it would be. But I will double check with him when he has a gap today.
Okay. Yeah.
So then, are you happy for that to start from the 17th of October?
Yes. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Now, the appointment on the 17th, it would just be with yourself. And at the moment, that one is 10 a.m. She's
yeah.
not available from 9:30 on that day. And that can be online if you would prefer, just for that sort of parent session. And then from there, it will be 9:30 in person in Auchenflower.
Okay. I don't live too far from the office there, so I could come in.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a problem. So I'll just pop that as in person. So that's 10 a.m.
Yeah.
on the 17th.
10 a.m.
And then
on the
17th. I'll send a list of those appointments through as well.
Okay. Great.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you.
So, and how much, what's the fee for those ones?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry. Would it be under NDIS or private?
Well, I think currently it's private. So, but we're going to look at getting Ike
a plan here, a mental health plan.
Right. I don't know if Rosie can accept mental health care plans through GP. Jack would be able to, certainly.
Yeah, right.
You could use that for appointments with Jack, and then Rosie would just be private full. So her rate is $240 per 60 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'll book that in and send it through, and I will double check with Jack and let you know if there are any issues. Otherwise, if you don't hear from us, then just assume that it's all going ahead as planned.
Okay, great. That all sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good
day. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.